Well, that takes us on to your situation, Kate, and I'm very sorry to hear that you are, well, you've been told you're terminally ill. I think it was 14 months ago. You were given 14 months. Is that right?
Well, I was diagnosed with a very rare and aggressive type of sarcoma in August 2011, and the mean survival for my type of cancer is 14 months from diagnosis to death. So I'm on borrowed time now, but I'm still reasonably well in myself. My health's just started to deteriorate a little bit recently, but I've been working and I've been very busy in that time.
And sarcoma meaning multiple tumours, is that correct?
It's a type of cancer. Yeah. It's in my tummy and my pelvis.
So you, at the moment, the outlook is not especially good?
No, I mean, I'm going to die from this cancer. We don't know when and... you know, how long I've got. It's very difficult in terminal illness to predict, and you have to deal with a lot of uncertainty from day to day, but I just get on with it.
And do you discuss then with your partner the end of life care that you would like?
Yeah,
we've been with Chris for 10 years.
Yeah, we've had very open discussions about my end of life. I think it's incredibly important to be open about it. I don't really understand the societal taboo that surrounds dying. But we've had long discussions about what I want and how we're going to manage it. So, for example, I made a decision not to be for resuscitation very early on in my illness when I discovered that I was, you know, terminally ill. I made that decision, and we've made a lot of plans about where I want to be and how we're going to manage it.
And I know you've been doing some of the things you've wanted to do all your life, like a bit more travelling and things like that.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic year, really doing some fantastic things. We've renewed our wedding vows. We've been to Paris, Barcelona, Edinburgh. We're off to New York on Saturday. So, yeah, we've been having a lot of fun.
Flew on a glider?
Yeah, I've been in a glider. That was exciting.
Went to the zoo. I'm looking at your list here. Eating fish and chips at the seaside. Had you not done that before?
Oh, no. That was all about sort of reliving childhood memories.
Sure.
Cherished memories, really.
And you've got good people around you?
I have. I'm very, very well supported. I've got some fantastic family and friends.
And at the end, if you get to this point and you can make a choice, maybe it won't be your choice, it'll be the people who love you. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they'll say the care pathway is the way to go?
I would hope so. And I've discussed this openly with them, that I think that it's the best standardised care that we can give in the NHS for people who are at the end of their lives. And I would hope that my family can sort of agree to that, and we can manage my symptoms, keep me comfortable, and hopefully have a comfortable and dignified end.
And just on one more thing, I'm really struck by the fact that you obviously are ill, and you're doing, I think, 3 days a week, and you're giving care to older people, many of whom are at the end of their lives. And I suppose that there'll be people listening who think, well, if you haven't got much time left, why are you spending time doing that? Why not go out and have what fun you can have before it overtakes you?
I love my job. I absolutely love it. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and I'm really not happy when I'm not working. I've been a workaholic my whole life. So working 3 days a week is, even I find that difficult, because I want to work more, but I can't really with my health. So I just love looking after older people, and that's what I do. So I'm going to do it for as long as I possibly can. Whilst I have a lot of fun doing my bucket list.
Well, your time is more precious than ours, so we are very grateful to you, Kate, for talking to us, and our audience as well.
You're welcome.